Some say Twitter friends aren't real. I say bullshit. The smiles I feel are all the proof I need. I guess I'm kind of thinking about this as a almost like a behind the tweet. Remember back in the day when VH1 used to do behind the music? Well, this is me explaining everything that I captured inside some words once upon a time and how it still resounds true today. I have been fortunate in many ways throughout my life to be blessed with people who care for me, who care for me honestly, and want to see me do well. I've had that in real life, and I've had that on Twitter, and I love people that I've never even met with as strong of a feeling as people I've known my entire life. Maybe that's partially just because I'm capable to have that much of a mental framework that I could let someone mean a lot to me based on what they gave me. And someone who can give me words when I'm in darkness, when I'm silent, someone who can give me a freedom to speak when the words absolutely choke me. People who've gone through pain kind of right alongside with me because it mattered to them that I was hurting. That shit's real. I don't care what anyone says. And there have been times when I've been in a rough way and the words that someone else gave me, the friendship of being there, of letting me reach out when it's not always my way, it's been something that saved me over the last little bit of my life, because I've been enduring some hard times, and friends that I've made, friends on the internet, people can talk shit and say that's a fake relationship. Relationship is only as real as what you let it be to yourself, and for me, I do shit real, so I let people be real. I let them in, and that is one of the gifts of having a format like Twitter, a format like Audioboo. It's a gift to have someone care to take time with words. Words that during my day I can take a deep breath on as I'm swallowing my own. It lets me not be isolated, and thank fuck for that, because it's not good for me to go away. And people who care keep me grounded. I can always bring things with a therapy angle, but I've long believed that Twitter is a good grounding technique. And what I mean by that is, if you're really freaking upset about something and having a hard time, there are different ways you can settle yourself. You can find ways to physically feel in your body. So like squeezing your hands, running your nails on your leg, things like that. Ways to emotionally soothe yourself as far as thinking of things that are good for you or things that make you feel peaceful. And then other self-soothing ways can be basically anything. But Twitter is something that has the ability to be healthful and healing, as does this. It takes a lot to speak words, and it's a little bit of the history, the emotion behind the tweet, because I don't give a shit what anyone says. Twitter friends are real. The fact that I'm here coping is all the proof that I need. And I appreciate so damn much anyone who's listening to this and knows they're included in that as a friend. You people, you rock my world on the regular, and I appreciate it.